How do people adapt to the rapidly changing world of work? Well, new research commissioned by Auckland's Council's economic development arm, ATED, has considered how technology will change the city's workforce and skills requirements. It found businesses are slow to adapt to new technologies. Our reporter Tom Furley has more.
For those leaving school, what may lie ahead has always been a bit of a worry. The idea seems all the more concerning with increasingly intelligent technology streamlining and at times replacing some jobs. It's something students like Xander Butler from Long Bay College are having to consider when plotting a course.
When we're going in and investing in getting a degree with the time and money, we want to know that we'll be able to get a job down the road, right? And if a robot's just going to replace that job, or like a radiologist is a good example, like that's a qualified job, but that's being phased out because machines can do it better than people. And so it's good to know that employers are kind of concerned about this too, and that they care about the people.
How to face this technological disruption and new ways of working were under the microscope at the Future Ready Summit in Auckland. Foodstuffs employs more than 20,000 people across the North Island. Its chief digital officer, Simon Kennedy, told the summit he sees the future of work as a place where humans and machines work together.
It's empathy, communication, creativity, spontaneity, complex, nuanced decision-making. Machines, lifting stuff, moving stuff, physical repetitive tasks, they can do all that safely without injuring themselves. But also, you know, complex rules-based analysis, statistical analysis, visual representation. So humans doing what they're good at, machines doing what they're good at.
The chief executive of the Manukau Institute of Technology, Gus Gilmore, says the lessons are designed to make people more adaptable.
Our students are encouraged to embrace the concepts of new technology, whatever that might be. To truly flourish in a changing world, everyone will need to be highly adaptable, to have hunger for change, and to be an active participant in it.
Those skills are something Nikki Jones from Martin Jenkins says will be needed for the workforce to embrace change. She compiled research for ATED about future jobs. But she says while many companies are enthusiastic about technology, they're slow to pick it up.
Many of the organisations I interviewed, both large and small, talked about respect for their current staff over and above the importance of creating efficiencies for the organisation. So they said things like, well, why would I automate that when Bob is already doing a really good job doing that? Or, yeah, when Susan retires, then I might think about doing things differently.
But she says it's integral to lifting productivity and ensuring they keep up.
If we're not as efficient as we possibly could be, then overseas companies who are possibly introducing new technology and increasing their efficiencies are going to become more competitive in the market. And we know that actually, if that is the case, we may lose our market share, and it may not just be Bob and Susan who are losing their jobs, but thousands of other people.
The research forecast an additional 200,000 new jobs over the next decade, with construction and professional services like accounting, architecture and engineering expected to see the most growth. For Morning Report, Tom Furley.